Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, looking at this proposal for a reorganisation and sort of an increase in the current security and law enforcement agencies here in Australia, how is this proposal being made in terms of increasing Australian security? How is it meant to help?
It's meant to help by better coordinating and making sure that the many Commonwealth and state agencies can work together in the event of a crisis, that is, a terror attack of some substance in Australia. And I think we have to accept that there is the risk of that. Indeed, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation have told us that attack on Australia is likely, therefore we need to be best prepared. And I think this proposal, and I'm not sure how firm it is yet, it seems to be tied up in some of the discussions around a cabinet reorganisation, but a proposal of this type, I think, has some merit.
Well, it's quite interesting because the very similar sort of changes were made in the US following September 11, back in 2001, the really tragic terrorist attack that they had take place here. So it would seem to have some merit based on that intelligence that you mentioned there, based on the intelligence that an attack on Australia is likely.
That's right. And if you go back to the time after the 9/11 attack, there was a very substantial report done by the United States. And it looked at what the problems were in the US. And one of them, they said that they didn't join the dots. The different intelligence agencies didn't join the dots. They looked at how their aviation and how their customs and how other people work together. Now, it's not to say that things are bad at the moment. Indeed, I would congratulate the different state and federal agencies for the work they're doing at the moment to keep us safe. But I think it's a recognition that can we do it any better? As I've said, I think it has some merit. We should look at it.
So looking at some of the changes that would be made, you mentioned there that this would be an increase in coordination between different agencies. What kind of holes do you see in the system at the moment that this would actually fill?
Well, the Commonwealth agencies talk of, and under our current national security arrangements, we talk of cooperation and collaboration. And you can count this in different ways, but there's at least 20 or 23 different agencies involved. And so that's a lot of cooperation and coordination. So I think that a tighter control over this in one agency means that we've got to focus on operational agencies with a strategic look at what they want to achieve and how they need to work together and rehearse and train. And I think we can also look at the budget allocations, because at the moment we've got budget lines running through the separate federal departments under our Westminster system. And I just wonder whether we've got the priorities right there. So there's quite a few different ways that we can be looking at this. And I think a holistic view out of one department reporting directly into the cabinet has got some really good points about it.
Now, these measures have, however, been previously opposed by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Julie Bishop, Senator George Brandis, amongst others. They've sort of put forward oppositions to this kind of proposal. And I think for a few people, considering the need for a pretty sizable budget to be allocated to this kind of thing, I think the attitude is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. At the moment, we seem to be chugging along fairly well, fairly safely here in Australia. So what do you say to that kind of opposition?
I recognise the opposition, both from the politicians but also some senior public servants. And I've seen Peter Varghese from DFAT or ex-DFAT come out recently, as did Rick Smith, who was involved in the original recommendation for Kevin Rudd in 2008 not to have such a department. I would say that things have moved on. We know there is a significant threat. We know that it's coming at us pretty hard, that likely statement, but we also know that there's a propaganda war being waged over the internet. We know that the different agencies are working inside different departments, and I think that we can be better prepared for the likelihood of a significant attack on Australia by having a look at a department like this and indeed moving towards it. So you've got the ability to, I think, consolidate the budget. I don't think it would cost all that much more, because you're just taking the different agencies and there may indeed be savings. But also to consolidate the training and the effort and the knowledge and the ability of all these different agencies to work together.
And just perhaps as a final point there, Peter, as I mentioned before, this is likely to be taking notes from Britain's Home Office, the US Department of Homeland Security, these kind of foreign agencies that have been currently fighting the war on terror in their own countries. That's the sort of proposal that's being laid out for Australia as well. Have these agencies had enough successes in the time since they've made their own changes and laid out their own plans in the interim? Obviously, we've never seen another September 11, but are there other successes that we can point to say this is the system that's going to work?
One of the problems in this area, Sean, is that particularly in the intelligence area, you never hear of the successes. But I think when you look at what's happened in Australia, and I think the Prime Minister gave the figures the other day, there have been interventions in around 12 potential occurrences. There have been over 60 arrests. So they're doing well, but I think they can do better. And the proposal to have our own really joined up organisation where there's a real focus on the threat is, as I've said, a sensible suggestion.
Well, Peter, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your insight into this one.
My pleasure, Sean. Good talking to you. And on American food, I've just come back and I had chocolate-coloured candied bacon. Now, I don't know how bad it gets, but it was disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. It's pretty ordinary in my opinion. Peter,
okay, thanks
very much, mate. Really appreciate your time.